At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Karamo, talk show host, life coach, and your next best friend. You just don't know it yet.
I'm hosting a new podcast called Started on WhatsApp, Brotherhoods. We're going around the world to explore male friendships and all the wins, challenges, and bonds that are made in WhatsApp group chats.
And that's exactly where you can listen to it. Right in the app. It's streaming on the official WhatsApp channel. Just open the app and go to the updates tab to start listening. While you're at it, message your best friend and make sure they listen too. I'll see you there.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
We got to start, of course, with New York. Brian Daboll fired. Offensive coordinator Mike Kafka takes over for the New York Giants. And Matt, really wasn't that surprising considering that the Giants blew another close game in 2025. I mean, shoot, they're up 10. With 4:30 left to go against the Chicago Bears, you got to take that win home, man. Like, you can't give up that game. 4:30 left, you're up 10? That's wild.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you that it wasn't that hard to see this one coming at some point, whether it was going to happen in season right, or at the end of this season. But I will say, I kind of half jokingly on my Sunday live recap show with Yahoo, I kind of half jokingly said, you know, if I was Giants management, I would fire Brian Daboll right after this game. Simply because not even any of the stuff you talked about, blowing games. I just think the way he has been, in my opinion, reckless with how they've allowed Jackson Dart to run, and they've basically used him as a battering ram, bashing him into the wall over and over again. I think it's just is irresponsible and reckless, as I said, and it's all so transparent that Brian Daboll, I mean, I think he does believe in Jackson Dart, and this is his guy, which clearly does make this knotty, and we can unpack that. But I think it has also been ultra transparent that he believed this was how he was going to save his job, was by showing promise with Jackson Dart. But he was doing it in a way that you're laying this rookie quarterback out to dry on an obvious lost season for a 2-win team. This is the fourth time he's been checked for a concussion since the preseason, Jackson Dart. And it's just, he already is a guy that plays with his hair, you know, down. You know, he plays in a reckless style. You remember John Gruden when he had him on his like quarterback camp or whatever, was laying into him about how he was so laying into Jackson Dart about how irresponsible he was and how he just took way too much punishment. And now you're not saving the young man from himself. You're actually you're actually putting him in a bad position. I think that was grounds enough to dismiss him as the head coach, because he had placed his own interests, I think, above the good of the team, which is, can we develop Jackson Dart long term into a starting quarterback?
I just wonder, too, it's like, was there nobody above Dable? And there's only two guys, Joe Sheen and ownership, that said, OK, guys, like, we love the fact that Jackson Dart is doing this thing and the city is rallying behind him. The team is rallying behind him. I mean, why is he taking so much punishment? We got to coach this out of him. Like, did those conversations not happen at a higher level? And I just look at that and I just say to myself, like, is it because somebody didn't want to have an uncomfortable conversation with Brian Daboll, who's known as a firebrand? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
good point.
If that's happening, then, I mean, y'all got to look in the mirror, man. Like, I get it. I mean, you have to understand where Dable's coming from. He wants to save his job. I get it. But if you're above Brian Daboll, right, if you're Joe Sheen, you're looking at this. And by the way, there's a lot of public record of Joe Sheen essentially letting it be known this was Brian Dable's pick here. Okay, then, hey, listen, he did you a favor, man. He got Jackson Dart on board, and shoot, this guy's played way above expectation. He's, again, put the team on his back. Joe's got to look at that and say, hey, actually, if Jackson Dart pans out, bro, like, my job is saved. Like, why isn't Joe Sheen having that conversation with Dable about, like, hey, man, can we protect Jackson Dart a little bit? Like, what is going on? It's crazy. I agree with you 100%. Fireable offense that that Jackson Dart's been taking this much punishment.
I think your point makes me think two things here. Number one, let's also be honest about who Brian Daboll is as a coach. And what he's done is this quarterback whisperer to earn this reputation here. His two biggest success stories, I think, at the NFL level so far have been, one, obviously developing Josh Allen. He takes a lot of public credit for that.
Yeah.
Two, getting Daniel Jones to, prior to this year, and obviously Jones has had a rough couple of games here, but prior to that, got the best season out of Daniel Jones's career in 2022 when they went to the playoffs as a surprising team, and he won the cursed coach of the year award as the overperformer. Anytime the year one overperformer wins coach of the year, that guy has,
they're in trouble.
They're not in a good spot. I'm sure there's exceptions to that rule, but I always think of Matt Nagy and now Brian Daboll, you know, those two guys, Daniel Jones, he basically, and Josh Allen to an extent, he basically used those guys as battering rams too. They did a lot of smoke and mirrors with designed rushing stuff with Daniel Jones in that 2022 season. And then there was no counterpunch beyond that. And then with Josh Allen, and the Bills offense is in a bit of a troubled spot right now, but they kind of have tamped down their use of Josh Allen as a design rusher ever since Brian Daboll has left, which I think has been a part of the reason that Josh has not missed a lot of games due to injury. So I think we can just say, hey, this is a part of, I agree with you, having an honest conversation, probably a good idea, but this is probably just who Brian Daboll is as a coach. You're not getting that out of him. The second thing this makes me think, though, it all comes back to ownership and why I think the mistake was, the original sin was bringing both of these guys back this year anyways to then make the Jackson Dart selection, because now you're in a position where you've taken Brian Daboll's guy. I don't think that was an opinion that was shared throughout the league. Maybe that's changed with 1 year's worth of film, but nothing is guaranteed year one to year two with these quarterbacks. We like to think, okay, they have a great rookie year, they're going to have a great second year. Look at Bo Nix. He's taking a step back. Look at Jaden Daniels. He's taking a little bit of a step back this year. Obviously,
Kyler Murray
been part of it. Kyler Murray just kind of plateaued, right? You know, and never really got any better. Bryce Young, bad rookie year, good second season, terrible third year. It's not right. just always this upward right. trajectory, you know. It doesn't always work like that. So now you're done. Speaking of Matt Nagy, you've done what the Bears always do, which right. is take a quarterback early. You let the lame duck head coach, the lame duck general manager make that pick. And now, yeah, you have all this enthusiasm around Jackson Dart, but you're going to limit your pool of head coaches to guys who want to coach a quarterback of Jackson Dart's styling, which I think Dart has been great relative to expectations as a rookie, but he's yep. a rather specific type of quarterback that I don't think will be for everybody.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I mean, Jackson Dart, he's thrown for what, fewer than he's had 200 or fewer passing yards, I think in like 4 or 5 starts or whatever it is, right? Like, again, like a lot of his effectiveness has been on the ground. And to your point, Matt, like, there's not a ton of offensive coordinators that are looking at that and licking their chops and saying, yeah, man, let me go get this guy and mold him into a future superstar. And again, remember what the pre-draft process was too. This is a developmental quarterback, right? This guy needs to work on his passing ability, right? And I don't want to, I mean, I think he's been a better, I'll be honest with you, I think he's been a much better passer than I anticipated as well. And he's given the Giants a lot more juice on the ground than I was ever anticipating as well. I just didn't think he was that good of an athlete. Man, he is fantastic on the ground. But again, just to your point, I just can't imagine there's a lot of offensive coordinators out there thinking like, yeah, let me go ahead and dig into this guy here a little bit. Yeah. But
and this Ryan Cass stinks, obviously. They've got, it from does, a skill position does. Talent perspective, it's not good at all around him. So that's obviously part of the context here.
Brian Dable and the Giants had double-digit leads against the Bears, Broncos, Saints, and they led by 3 with 19 seconds to go against the Dallas Cowboys there in week number 2. 19 seconds to go, Giants lead by 3, Cowboys are on their own 33-yard line. Brandon Dude. Aubrey had to drill a 64-yarder to send it into overtime. And again, as I mentioned, against Chicago, up 10 with 4:30 left to play. These are two games where Next Gen Stats had the Giants win probability over 95%. And they lost.
Oh my God.
Those games. That's not good. And again, I mean, the Broncos game was crazy as well, as we know, as a ping pong match, especially at the end. And then the Saints. Yeah, you just can't lose the Saints, man. That's tough. I just bring this up because Brian Dable's got to look at those two games in particular and think, my goodness gracious, if I had just won those two games, I'm still coaching. If I beat the Saints, I'm definitely still coaching. Shoot, he could have won all of these games. And instead of being 2-8, right? Like, they've got 6 wins now on the season. They're a winning ball club. That's crazy. That's insane to think about that in that way. And that's how tight of a razor's edge it is in the NFL. These one-score games matter so much. These one score games matter so much, Matt, it really is a 50-50 coin toss on some of these one score games. But regardless, the Giants had a 95% win probability against the against both the Dallas Cowboys and the Chicago Bears.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.